Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. That would be me. Craziness. Hey, folks, you want to see how weird things are getting out there for you? I just posted this just not even, I'm guessing 26 minutes ago, it says. If men are so wicked with Christianity, what would it be like without it? This was Ben Franklin in response to Thomas Paine's new book. So what? Some will say, well, so what? Well, it's true what he said, right? No doubt it is. If men are so wicked without Christ today in America or even worldwide, what would it be like without him? Just imagine that. So I post it, and I want you to see this. This is what Facebook did in response to my post. Look at this. This post may go against our community standards. Your post is now on Facebook, but it looks similar to other posts that were removed because they do not follow our standards on hate speech. What is hate speech? Do you see how they're just slowly revising and creating things out of thin air? Folks, it leads to incriminating the innocent while justifying the guilty. That's what this is all aimed at. This is what happens to a people when they see all of the signs of illegalities going on that are zeroed against their freedom of speech, the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights, and ignore it. Then what happens? They're encouraged to go ahead and create what they call hate crimes. All crime is motivated by hate, just for the record. Okay, we already have laws in the books to condemn the crimes. See, the problem is they don't want to condemn the crimes. They want to establish that which is subversive to American government so they can act arbitrarily, and it's exactly what they're doing. Now, if you just joined us again, I want you to see this because this is where it's going because of the apathy and the tolerance of the American people. I posted, if men are so wicked without Christianity, what would it be like without it? This is a response Ben Franklin gave to Thomas Paine in regards to his brand new book. And what did Facebook do? They said, well, you can go ahead and delete the post if you want. I pushed ignored. Why would I ignore that? Why would I delete that post? I'm not going to. Well, I want to show you another one. This is today as well. A lot of strange things happening around our content once again, friends. Some time ago, I played a video from an individual highlighting the pack of lies around the Iraqi war. See, they weren't lies when the mainstream media and corrupt politicians were advocating for that unconstitutional war. They weren't lies then. until after the fact when they asked the said president of corporate America, George W. Bush, not once but twice, concerning the WMDs, which were the excuse as to why they went and attacked an innocent nation such as Iraq. And remember he said, oh, you know, we made a mistake with a half smirk on his face. After how many of our boys were murdered in the process to murder an innocent people in a foreign country, only to get at their oil and make $34.5 billion through Cheney's outfit, the vice president, during that particular time. So I decided to go ahead and highlight the pack of lies because it was all a pack of lies. Right? What did Facebook do? Just to show you that they are subservient and accomplices to helping cover up the crimes of those that are guilty of what is called conspiracy. The word conspiracy, friends, is very real. You are in the midst of it on a 24/7 basis. Matter of fact, you're the pawns on their board. What's terrible about all of it is a good portion of you still haven't seen it yet. But going back to this, the Iraq war, a pack of lies. Look what Facebook put on the page in response. Russian state-controlled media. Facebook believes that the page that created this post may be partially or wholly under the editorial control of the Russian government. See what's happening, friends? They are losing control. Or at least they're acting out that they're losing control. So once a foreign power blatantly comes in with foreign uniforms, a foreign military, to overthrow you and to dictate your lives, to, in other words, seal the deal of absolute slavery over your lives, they're going to say, well, we tried to tell you. No. They didn't try to tell us anything. They're the ones opening the doors. They're the ones that are creating these issues by playing off of each other. I've said this several times on the show, but I'll say it again. China's calling for a global order. They're not our enemy because George Bush Sr. is the one that called for a global order over 202 times from the presidential bully pulpit. Oh, it's not just America neither. It's Russia is calling for a new world order. That devil incarnate called the Pope is calling for a new world order. Wait a second. Well, they have cast into our minds that they're at war with each other, but yet they're all calling forth a global agenda. That's right. Put Isaiah 28, verse 18 up to what I'm telling you right now. This is confusion by design. But I've got a question for you, friends. In all sincerity, when does all of this stop? When does all of this suppression of free speech stop in your minds? Because that is the great bulwark to preserve your liberties, as is the Second Amendment. And both are under attack in a big way. How long have we sat back and listened to the likes of a Jim Jordan? How long have we sat back and listened to the likes of a Ted Cruz? Jason Chaffetz was another one. And others, I believe Rand Paul was a part of that, that have continuously told us or put on display in their dog and pony shows that they were grilling big tech companies for their illegalities concerning censorship and an attack on our free speech. How long have they been talking about that? Where's the justice? Hey, folks, politicians, namely corrupt politicians, love the fact that big tech companies are suppressing us. Why? Because then it suppresses us concerning our criticisms and exposing their lawlessness, Luke 12:2. Do you think that they're going to go ahead and attack big tech companies for protecting them in their crimes? Absolutely not. Hey, folks, all of what's going on in your country, it's up to you. It stops, and I've said this a million times, it stops when you want it to stop. We're going to come right back because one of the things that we've done over here is we open the lines up for you like we are right now. And people like to take shots when the show's over, not during the show. And I'm going to give you your prime opportunity to give us a call, 1-866-582-9933. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747, and start making a difference in your world today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. That's who we are and what it is we have been doing and what it is that we are doing. This is not talk radio only. This is do radio. Also, check us out on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com on social media platforms. Top left side of the page. Go to the top of that page, SOL Radio Live. Subscribe there as well. Also, BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com as well. Folks, I give this number out probably 2, 3, 4 times a show. If you'd like to call in, please do. See a lot of people making comments, and it's interesting, the people that make the comments towards me, they usually wait until after the show. Here I am. If you would like to contend, Jude 3 and 4, you can call in anytime. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. So I said all of that to say this. Well, you know, of course, yesterday someone, because they were being convicted by the Holy Ghost, who comes in to convict the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment, starting in John 16, verse 8, read it in context. What was interesting is he just right away, what does the Bible say about long hair? So let's go over there really quick, and it says, doth not even nature itself teach you that if a man have long hair, it is a shame unto him, but if a woman have long hair, it is a glory to her. Okay, stop right there. Let's pull it out of context. Let's cherry pick. And I say to those that don't have the courage to call in and see it through concerning Scripture, in the end of the thought, then, you know, this is on you because I'm going to give it to you, right? I'm going to put it into Scripture. You took it out of context. I'm going to put it into scriptural context, and I'm going to finish that. Okay? What does it say? But if any man seem to be contentious, we have no such custom here, neither the churches of God. Huh. Interesting. You know what's also interesting about that when they strain at the net and swallow the big camel? And by the way, do I have long hair? Absolutely. You know what? This is who I am. This is how I came. And here's the bottom line. You know, it's interesting that when I look through all of the images online, I can't find Jesus with short hair. What do you suppose that's all about? Am I playing stupid? Yes, I'm playing stupid. Why is it I can't find Jesus with short hair? Here's another page. What happened? I mean, I know the Bible tells us Elijah was a hairy man. I know John the Baptist was a hairy guy. I mean, the guy was he had a camel's hair on his loins, right? He had a leather girdle. He was eating honey and locust, and I can imagine he was a rocker dude just like the rest of them, because that was the custom of the day. It was a covenant they had with the Lord not to cut their hair. Okay? Ask Samson about that. Okay? But isn't it interesting? I can't find all the famous pictures of Jesus. I see him with long hair. What happened? I'll tell you what, if I want to find short hair on Jesus, you know what I have to do? I have to go to someone that's trying to pervert his biblical look, like this guy right here. I mean, is this the most pathetic thing you've ever seen in all your life? This is all modern interpretations of who Christ is. But all of the movies that I've ever seen with Jesus, they all have long hair. And I just cannot, for the life of me, figure out what is it that people don't understand concerning the custom of the day. Maybe it's just because they're bald heads and they're losing all their hair and their only recourse is to come back at me because they're jealous of a guy that has long hair. I mean, that's all I can think of. Am I being facetious? No, I'm really not. Because the only ones that sit there and strain at that gnat and swallow the camel are those that are living hypocritical lives and they're trying to find fault with the messenger. And it happens all the time. So if you like to find fault with me, again, let me just say this. Here I am. I don't know what Christianity you're used to, but I can tell you it's a lack thereof. Because I have two cheeks and you smack me twice, the third time I'm not turning. Just so you know. Okay? Here I am. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I also want to get over to something here concerning another topic, Deuteronomy 28:24, and that tells us, again, we've covered this quite a bit, but it's happening here in the state of Minnesota in a big way. The Lord shall make the rain of thy land powder and dust, and from heaven it shall come down upon thee until thou be destroyed. That's what Scripture says, okay? We talk much of the chemtrails. Folks, I got to tell you something. I'm in Minnesota. Right now, we should have probably 3 to 4 to 5 feet of snow at least right now on the ground, especially with where the studios are at. It's in rural area. With that, we have hardly any snow. 90%, no, it's higher than that. Oh, 97, no, it's higher than that. 99%. Of all the terrain, you can see the terrain. There's no snow. Yesterday, it was 50 degrees in Minnesota. On Sunday, we met with someone that was 70-some years old, and I just asked again, just shooting from the hip, do live radio, not putting words into his mouth, just simply asked him the question, have you ever seen this before? Before I even had all those words out of my mouth, he said, I've never seen this before in all of my life. And he was a farmer who knows the weather better than most farmers do. In the 70-some years of his life, he has never seen what he's seen this winter. No snow. Well, let me say it again. There's no snow. 50 degrees yesterday. Now, I want to show you this guy. His name is Bill Deagle, and I want you to listen carefully as to what he says, because what he does is he's the doctor that treats the pilots that are doing the spraying of these chemicals. And again, I want you to hear from his mouth as to the truth of the matter. Check this out.
Chemtrails, by the way, barium salts are in chemtrails. They are 10,000 times more toxic to your nervous system than lead.
They contain microbacteria, viruses, Pseudomonas forensis, bacteria, human plasma. Wonder what human plasma is doing in chemtrails. And this is not by conjecture. I did a lot of research before I'd ever say this, but these chemtrails are nasty. And there's three reasons for chemtrails. The first is, I talked to my NSA buddies at Fort Carson, Peterson Air Force Base, and Buckley, where I was actually their doctor taking care of the pilots flying and spraying the chemtrails. So I know it's real. If anybody says it's not real, they're full of it. Okay, because I'm a whistleblower on the inside, it's not open for discussion. And my NSA buddies told me, 95% of them told me, they were up there trying to spray to reflect the sun out to stop global warming. So most of them are dumb enough to believe that garbage.
Okay, you heard what he said and what it's aimed at. Isn't it interesting, the chemicals that are being used are being sprayed down on the people. Isn't it noteworthy that when and on certain times, in certain days, in certain months of the year, that you're supposed to go out and get your shot? It's almost on cue every single year. Go get your shot. People are getting sick. There's a bug out there. Where are they coming from? Well, that's all you have to do is look up. Why is it that people refuse to look up? I got another video here. This is a meteorologist. And I want you to listen to what he has to say, because he goes right in for it on the military. This is a brand new video. Check it out. Okay, chaff, he calls it, originally called window by the British, and duple by the Second World War era German Luftwaffe.
It's kind of unique. Last time we saw this on the radar was last winter. Remember we were talking about military chaff?
He calls it chaff.
Military doing some exercises, airplane exercises out here. And what they're doing is they're dropping chaff, which is basically like a mylar material that's expected to fool missiles. So it's just a military exercise. But it's interesting to see that chaff show up.
So it shows up on his feed there.
I believe it was showing up in the Western region. Pretty cool to see that as well.
He says it's pretty cool to see that, because he doesn't understand, nor does he realize the severity and the damage that stuff is causing people. You know, a lot of people are dying from heart failure. Their respiratory is just completely choking up. And then they have, again, the audacity to throw their hands up in the air and say, well, what happened here? Where did this come from? Well, we know where it came from, and we know where it is coming from. Also wanted to take a moment real quick to let you know, while we're speaking right now, while all these distractions are taking place, the smoke and mirror and these created issues, and as they continuously promote the fight between Joe Biden and Donald Trump, you wouldn't have a Joe Biden if Donald Trump promised to drain the swamp. But regardless of that, friends, I wanted to let you know that Daily Mail just reported that the number of Chinese migrants crossing the border at San Diego now exceeds Mexicans and is only second to Colombians, with 21,000 entering there in the last 5 months. So while you're under attack by the Chinese, which we've warned you about for 20 years, the mainstream media is distracting you from what's going on.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The U.S. back on the moon. Unmanned robotic lunar lander Odysseus, launched by a private U.S. company, Intuitive Machines, landed on the moon's surface on Thursday. NASA paid IM $118 million to take 6 instruments for testing to the moon. ODI also carrying a part for a future moon telescope. If you're an AT&T customer, you had some problems on Thursday connecting to your network. Emergency services as well as texting and calling were out. AT&T says it was not a cyber attack. It was just due to a software update they did to expand their network. South Carolina's former Governor Nikki Haley says no matter the outcome of the primary on Saturday, she will not leave the presidential race. Corey Myers, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
So I was just at the end of the last segment highlighting the fact that you have a number of Chinese migrants crossing the border at San Diego. Again, if you know nothing of history, you just think probably this is okay. And if you don't, and if you think it's just okay, you don't understand the severity of what's going on. You can go back to that of King Charles. There's a story told of Oliver Cromwell, who stood up against the king because the king kept shutting down Parliament, which would be our Congress. He would have no correction. He would have no instruction from any of the people, which in Parliament, that was the people's representatives to the king. Well, the king kept going down and shutting them down and shutting down Parliament and just ignoring them, ignoring the voice of the people to the point where the people would have it no more. And at the end of the day, what they did is they ended up beheading King Charles because they found that he was actually reaching out to foreign countries as mercenaries to destroy his political opposition. And I know people in this country just think that that's way out there. Again, I could take this to Adolf Hitler. Adolf Hitler used the Muslims. I do a whole show on this. Right now you have 35 jihadi camps that are set up in America that you haven't heard a peep about. This was broadcast in 2009 when Anderson Cooper and Sean Hannity actually did their jobs. Again, we're here now, and now we're seeing our borders wide open, and the American people are fast asleep, acting as if this is just the norm, not realizing the severity of who these people are. You do need to understand the people that are crossing the border into America right now, they hate your guts. They hate your guts. And in the meantime, I want you to think about this. If they're not trying to disarm us, we did a show on this over the last week, they're trying to censor us. I talk about this quite a bit because of the importance of free speech. Did you see this? This is louder news. This is brand new. Just came out Matter of fact, it just came out, 2022. Okay, it came out last month. I'm sorry. It just came to my website from loudernews.com. Maybe it's just an old source, but this is brand new to us. CBS faces uproar after seizing investigative journalist files. See, they don't want anybody investigating them, friends. They don't want journalists. They want people that are just going along with their narrative. And if they're going along with their narrative, they're just A-OK. Which, by the way, applies to 99.9% of the stuff that you're listening to. Therefore, if you look at it for what it is, it's propaganda. And they're all going the same direction. And as I said yesterday, if you haven't learned anything yet, friends, when everybody's going one direction, it would be well worth your time to turn and look the other way, because we are now in that time. We are now in that time. And furthermore, when it comes to salvation, Jesus is the one that said, straight and narrow and difficult is the way. And how many actually enter into the kingdom of heaven? Few be there that find it. How are we supposed to get there? We're supposed to press into the kingdom of heaven. We're supposed to strive to enter into the kingdom of heaven. What are we told? Just the exact opposite by the hirelings in the pulpits today. And most are taking heed to the hirelings rather than what the Lord had to say about how we are to get in. Scripture also comes to my aid that the violent take it by force. Matthew 11:12. We are to press into the kingdom for our needs from our Heavenly Father. We are to press in. We are to take it violently by force. And if you look at that, that just means that you're not going to go to the Lord with a no for an answer. You are going to go and you're going to receive the promises that you sought Him for. And it's called imprecatory prayers. It's called being importunate, and the Lord gives us an analogy of that in the book of Luke as well, when it comes to the woman that was being violated, but she sought out the unjust judge, but he gave her the verdict in favor because of her pressing in to him. And so should it be for us when we pray as unto the Lord and accepting no for an answer, because he promised that he'd give it to us. And furthermore, if you really take the gospel for what it says, namely to his children, do you understand that it's the Lord good, it's his good pleasure to give unto you the kingdom. It's his good pleasure to give it to you. That's what Scripture says. My goodness, folks, everything is for us. Jesus said, greater works will we do than he did, because he goes to the Father on our behalf. We are not to limit the Holy One. That brings judgment when we limit him. Anyways, let me go to the next point so I can stay on par here. Look at this lady. Now, if you want to call her that. I mean, hey, folks, I don't care. Hey, folks, there's something called lasciviousness. It's called carnal lust. There's something called indulgence. And this is a prime example, again, of how they're lowering the standard. Look at these overweight women on stage with no shame, their clothes as tight as they'll fit on their big blobby bodies. And in the process, folks, you can call it name calling all that you want to, but again, I want to tell you, the Lord condemns this. This is indulgence. This is lascivious. It's carnal lust to feed yourself in such a fashion. If you think that's crazy, let me say this. Have you ever seen a picture of a beach? I've seen a picture of a beach back in 1970 in Florida. And as that picture came up, I noticed, I just looked at it right away. It's like, oh, okay, this is from a different time. Why? Because everybody was skinny. And I noticed up on the meme area, it was a 1970s picture of the beach in Florida. They were all skinny. Now look at this. They're selling this as being beautiful. Women that can't stop eating. I mean, it's crazy. But again, this is what communists do. They lower the standard. Because they want, what they do is they put these kind of people up to lower the standard, and that's how you do it. So when you make reference, like I do quite a bit, concerning 1 Kings 13:33, this is exactly what I'm talking about, because it is it's a sense of demoralization in so many different ways. But again, let me just show you this so I can get to the social injustice warriors that are found within the Church of America today, so we can set the record straight there. This lady's name is Lizzo. And it says, ain't singing for you white folks anymore. See, this is what you're fueling by submitting to this nonsense. I want to say it again. Rant, Sofizzo.com just reported this woman, this large, obese woman, Lizzo, said she ain't singing for you white folks anymore. I want to be really careful with this because that's all they're doing is putting her up because they know that she'll do her best to create domestic insurrection. I do not see this anywhere. I'm not saying it doesn't exist, but I'm telling you from my endeavors, friends across the country, I'm not seeing it anywhere. Nowhere. The only place I see this divisive talk is when the mainstream media wants to produce something new. And that's what they're doing. That's exactly what they're doing. And here we have it. Lizzo ain't singing for you white folks anymore. You got to ask the question, why would the entertainment business, why would they throw that out there? Because they're trying to pit people against each other. That's why. I want you to see it again. It's insane. This is like Barack Hussein Obama. These are the workers of insurrection. What they're promoting doesn't exist. But they want to cast it into your mind as if it does exist. And they want all the white people to be shamed into submission. Well, guess what, folks? Ain't going to happen here. Ain't going to happen here. And we talk about this quite a bit. And as a matter of fact, I do want to say this. I've spent a lot of time with Sam Kyle. Sam Kyle was the preacher from Memphis. We filmed it. We got it all on film. Who was standing right next to Martin Luther King Jr. when he got shot on that hotel balcony in Lorraine Motel back in 1968. Spent 3 hours with him. Got it all on film. Also spent a lot of time with Andrew Young, former mayor of Atlanta. It's only supposed to have an hour with him, but he didn't want us to leave. Matter of fact, before we were done, he said to me, one of the greatest compliments I've ever received in all of my life, have it all on film, Martin would have loved you, Bradley. Yep. And the reason he would have loved me is because I guess I understood just a little bit of what it takes to get to the other side of the mess in which we're facing today. And I want to tell you this as well. What this whatever you want to call it, Lizzo, who said she ain't singing for white folks anymore, is not at all a representation of a Christian people in any sense of the word. The reason I'm bringing that up is because I just got the videos. I got them downloaded. I'm going to upload them soon enough so you can see these interviews where I'd actually spent time with them because I wanted to know the inner workings of MLK Jr. and I wanted to ask some real questions. Again, it's not at all what you're seeing from the likes of Barack Hussein Obama. You're not seeing any of this from Al Sharpton, who's a sodomite, by the way. And he is a divisive little CIA plant is what he is, as Van Jones, all these other people that are put up, people of color, the black ones, you know, we're people of color too, the white ones, they put them up because they know that they're going to continuously do their best to pit people of color against each other, because that's how simple they are, and their handlers laugh at them to no end. All of what you see, folks, in government, all these popular evangelists, you see, they have handlers. They're told what they can do and what they can't do. They're told what they can talk about, what they can't talk about. Don't tell me otherwise, because that's what's happening. But the point that I'm making here, friends, it's not at all of what the civil rights movement was about. Matter of fact, if you look at any of those films, which I have done hundreds of times, a lot of the reason that it was pushed forward, as Martin said, it was an issue of law, not the color of skin. Notice the people that were supporting Martin, much of them were white people. That seeing what was going on there. When Martin Luther King was just asking for the government to be true what it said on paper concerning the Declaration of Independence. So I'm going to come back and I'm going to show you what they do inside of the churches as well so we can tear down these little social injustice warriors. And in this case, not so little. Hey, Lizzo. And in this case, not so little. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Media.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
We support Sons of Liberty as a family because they seek truth in the faith that is riddled with misinformation. Bradley Dean reminds those who should know better and educates those who have yet to learn, especially the young people in our public schools. We enthusiastically support Sons of Liberty as a light bearer to the truth as they battle extreme ignorance in the information age.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
To my newborn baby boy, the day you arrived was one of the happiest days of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV from that guy on the internet and insured it with Progressive. What a deal. Just know, son, I'll always be here for you. And by here, I mean in the middle of absolutely nowhere. In my RV.
Protect your baby with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey, in all fairness, I just want to say this. We have some friends on social media platforms where you actually named Lizzo here. She's a very large, overgrown human being that doesn't know what it means to stop indulging. Filling her face, and of course it's some sort of sickness. I'm sure it's not her making the choice to fill her face with all that food. But interestingly enough, that's a different story. Izzo said that she ain't singing for you white folks anymore. Can you imagine? This is what gets my dander up, because all the good people, just submissive little subservient slaves, they just go along with it and allow them to do it. Can you imagine if I said Bradley Dean ain't talking to the black folks anymore? Can you imagine that? Can you imagine a preacher saying that from the pulpit? Can you imagine a said musician saying that from his pulpit or her pulpit? No matter how demoralized they are, regardless if it's a preacher or not, can you imagine them saying that we're not going to sing in a particular situation where it's a male singer, we're not going to sing for black folks anymore? And I know that the reason I say I got to be careful with that, friends, is because nobody listens to this. But I want to tell you something. The danger of this is it's out there and they're pushing it regardless if anybody listens to it or not. Now, I do want to go back to my live chat, friends, and just say that there's a couple people that use different vernacular when it came to this large Lizzo. And I totally agree. I mean, She's gotten mud all over her face, folks, and she's trying to downgrade other people or demean other people. It's like, okay, how's that working out for you? And truth be told, I've never heard of Lizzo before, but again, it just bothers me that the people give this nonsense a pass. So let's go inside of the church really quick, okay? Because I've talked about this several times. Jesus said in Mark 3:25, "And if a house be divided against itself, that house cannot stand." If a house be divided against itself, that house cannot stand. What is this? Isn't that what they're advocating for? Divide and conquer? Yep. See, these useful idiots don't realize that they're the ones that are being used as a political battering ram in doing just that. This is how ignorant, honestly, ignorance is the word here. And Proverbs 13:13 comes to my aid. "He who despiseth the word destroyeth his own soul." That's what you're seeing here. But she's willing to destroy the soul of a nation as well. If you haven't heard this before, let me tell you this. I remember one time I was in Michigan talking, and I asked at the very end of my sermon, if you want to call it that, if anybody had any questions. And this woman up in the front row, who just happened to be a woman of color, she was black in this situation, she raised her hand and started off her question to me by saying that she, being a person of color. I'm so tired of it. I'm so tired of it, man. I really am. "A person of color," she said. Oh, I mean, like, everybody in the room, we didn't notice that you were a different color than the white people? Or we didn't realize that you were a different color from the, let's say, the Spanish people or the Oriental people? I mean, why did she have to identify that way? Because she is being raised up with a victim mentality that doesn't exist. Only the media promotes this. That's why they want reparations. They want to be paid back for all the crimes that have been committed against them. Did you see recently, speaking of which, and I'm going to see if I can find this right now. It's amazing how the Lord just justifies this stuff. It really is. There was a woman, this was last week, I was going to highlight it, but I didn't have time to, and it just came to my aid as we were speaking here, and it was a woman that realized she was a black lady. She was a lady of color. She happened to be black. And she realized after she did a family genealogy. Here it is right here. Look at this. Sunny Hostin, never heard of her before, discovers on finding her roots on the program that she's a descendant of slave owners from Spain. Isn't that interesting? Did you know that there was white slaves too? Yeah, okay, I'm not going to go into all that. But again, let's just go back to the woman that had to play the victim. And she needed reparations. She needed an apology from all the white people that did what they did to her and her family. Well, guess what? That doesn't include me. And as far as reparations go, why don't you go get a job and work yourself out of where you're at just like I did? Because you're not getting no reparations or an apology from me, because I'm not that stupid. Okay, and I'm not going to play into your little browbeating games to try to get me into submission to what your will is, because it's divisive and it's ungodly every step of the way. I mean, again, she raises her hand after I said, "Does anybody got any questions?" And then she says, "You know, a person, being a person of color." You know, right when she said that, you know what I did? I stopped her right there at the beginning of her question and said, wait a second, ma'am. I don't mean to cut you off, but before you go and you continue on your little path of a lack of knowledge," I didn't say that. I was trying to be as cool as I could. I said, "Ma'am," I don't mean to cut you off, but before you go on, I just wanted to set your premise on the right foundation, because I'm a person of color as well." Should tell that to my singer that's a Hispanic guy. Should tell that to my guitar player that's a black guy. Did you know that across the country, when we were doing high school assemblies, did you know that this ministry was put on the front page of the paper in three different states? And you know what they were trying to paint me out to be? A racist. Why? I have no idea. Matter of fact, I had one school in Minnesota, after I was done with it, I had a teacher call me and say, there's a young man that wants to talk to you about one of your slides. So I went over and I sat there and I noticed it just happened to be a black kid in a rural school. And I walked over and I said, hey, what's up, bro? What can I do for you? And he said, well, you had a picture of King Kong on your slideshow. I said, yep, we use that as an icebreaker so that you can see that we're in this with you. So we're speaking the same language. We were having fun as an icebreaker. He didn't like the fact that I had King Kong on there because he felt that I was equating King Kong to the black people. So what did I do? I went and got my black guitar player, and I let my black guitar player tell him, you're barking up the wrong tree, dude, because that ain't Bradley at all. Do you know the mainstream media has done that to us over and over and over again? I mean, they've accused me of everything that I'm not guilty of. But that's what comes with being a Christian. Controversy. So I said back to this lady, of course, I said, I'm a person of color as well. I am white. You could hear the people taking a gasp of air in the room. Because they never thought about what I just told her, and it shut her mouth instantaneously. I said, white people are on the color scale as well. Okay. Now, I stopped her in her tracks, and how could she respond to this? She had never thought about that before, because she's been so indoctrinated by the victim mentality of the mainstream media that wants to get them to believe something that's not true. And when you see the said churches, the apostates, the social injustice warriors under the guise of Christianity playing into this criminally backed government-tied organization such as Black Lives Matter, the KKK, and Antifa, destroying that, or should I say decrying that they are oppressed, remember they are merely attempting to browbeat their opposition into submission. And when you see this happening in the church, get out of the church. And it's as rare as hen's teeth. I want to say this, too. The method of using racism, as they call it, is a communist method to browbeat dissenters into submission, to think in a different or contrary manner of one that is lawful or unlawful. And in this particular case, they're using color to divide, playing into the hands of those that mean to enslave them. Okay. Pit race against race, religion against religion, prejudice against prejudice, and you divide and you conquer. This is the way that they are playing it. And again, if you see this in the church, get out of the church. It's not a church. Because men are to judge by the content of the person's character, not by the color of their skin, black, white, or any other color in between. When you look at Scripture, Malachi 2:10, what does it say? Listen carefully. Have we not all one Father? Yes, we do. All of us. Hath not one God created us? Yep. The Lord asks, why do we deal treacherously, unfaithfully, every man against his own brother by profaning the covenant of our fathers? The Lord didn't do that. Why are you doing that? Malachi 2:10. Furthermore, it tells us in Acts 17:26, hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on the face of the earth. Okay? And I want to finish this, so just do me a favor, hold on for one moment, because I'm going to shut down this feed, and we're going to come right back into this. Just hang on one second, I will be right back up.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.